This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Dynamic banter. Mike and Steve are gonna do bits and have some fun. Dynamic banter. Honking horns and ringing bells and making good. Dynamic banter. Don't forget the history road. Dynamic banter.
One.
Yeah, that's a good one. I like that. That sounds hot and tasty. Like a goddamn hot and tasty pepperone.
One is my fifth favorite number that there's ever been. I heard that song as done by Three Dog Night. The song is called One. Go ahead and check it out.
Number.
Written by the one and only Harry Nilsson.
Yeah.
And I love the Harry Nilsson version. As much as the Three Dog Night version kind of rocks and it's nice, I like hearing comp. You see that TikTok of the guy that he plays songs that have come in the lyrics, and then as soon as it comes around, he makes like a face and he zooms in on his shit.
No, but I'm in love. I love how we think we're so funny with our cum jokes.
Uh-huh.
All we do is we make cum jokes, basically. There's at least 2 to 3 jokes about cum in a dynamic banter episode.
I think that's a safe bet.
And it's so funny how we're like, man, we're so funny. And it's like, there's so many people that are utilizing cum as a funny joke.
As they should.
It makes me so happy.
Dude, as there was years before us. As there will be. Cum was probably the first funniest thing. Yeah. I also want to say, and think about this for a little while. I'm going to find this fucking kid and I'm going to give him a shout.
Please find the fucking kid.
Meanwhile, dude. I'm fucking up. Found him. That didn't take long. Thank you, Akronism, for listening to me. French Toast Poppy is his name.
Okay. That sounds kind of nice.
Spelled like it sounds. He does funny jokes. He just did this to your this video.
Oh, this motherfucker. Yeah.
He's very funny.
Yeah. He called me out because I made a video that was like pretty much a joke.
Eating pie.
About eating pie. Uh-huh. And then he fucking called me out and was like, where's the pie, Zaragoza?
I saw that. I thought that was jokes.
Well, but I started getting all these comments from people going like, where's the pie?
Yeah.
And so I was like, all right, let's do this fucking pie thing. And I looked around for pie and I couldn't find pie. I couldn't find deliverable pie.
There is pie steps away from your house.
I know. I think I know what you're talking about. But I looked at ways to get it delivered because I don't want to go get pie.
You just don't want to eat a pie.
No, I don't want to go get pie.
No, I would put money on the fact that you don't want to eat a pie.
I mean, I'll eat a fucking pie.
You're putting I don't want to go get pie in front of...
I mean, truthfully, I didn't want to go get a pie.
I get it. One thing I'll go get is
a pie. I'll go get it. I don't give a fuck. I'll get a pie. So I found a fucking deliverable pie place, and I was like,
they
fuck
come
yeah.
And they smush it
into
your
face. They smush it right into your face.
The clown shows up.
Oh, fuck. He's here.
Shit. Fuck.
I guess I better get ready.
Goddamn these followers.
It was this place called the Republic of Pie.
Oh, I've heard of it. That's a great place.
Yeah, I've never had it. And I was like, I gotta fucking have a pie from this goddamn Republic of Pie place.
Now, you're not a sweet person. You're a savory person.
I'm a savory boy.
Why don't you eat a whole fucking shepherd's pie or some shit like that?
So I got... Dude, I found a pie. And it was a Thanksgiving pot pie.
That sounds beautiful.
I know, dude.
Let me guess. It's exactly, turkey?
Yeah.
Potatoes.
Yeah.
Cranberry.
Yeah.
Is there like yams in it?
No.
Sweet potatoes?
No.
Is there like something? Is there?
You're missing a
stuffing. Yeah. Uh huh.
The staple ingredient.
That's great. Yeah. And some gravy on top.
Yeah.
Or gravy.
Gravy
in.
In.
Gravy in.
Gravy in. Baby.
Gravy in. Hold for gravy.
Dude, and it was the perfect size. It was like this big. It was like the size.
Oh, beautiful.
The size of my nipples.
Yeah. Cut in half and double it.
Cut it in half. Think of the biggest nipples you've seen with your own eyes. Double it.
And not on, not in public, on the internet.
Yeah, yeah. I'm talking about, yeah, exactly. So, it was a small pie, but it was like a thick boy.
Yeah.
And she was filled with like every carb you could put into a pie.
For sure.
And so it was, I ate it. It was like an 8 minute video of me eating the whole thing, and I cut it down into a minute for TikTok.
Cool.
And,
how much of it is like gross with it?
It was good, but you know, I really thought about doing like some kind of bit with it where I'm just like shoveling it into my mouth.
Uh-huh.
But, no, I ate it like I respected it.
That's great.
And
that's beautiful.
Yeah, and it was like quite a problem because it was filling, dude.
Yeah.
And by the time I was done with it, I was like, damn, people are going to think I'm a lightweight or something. But it is like kind of a small boy. It's not like the size of a regular.
There's a lot in there.
There's a lot.
There's a whole holiday in there.
A whole fucking holiday feast.
Yeah.
So anyway, but yeah, that guy's real funny.
Yeah, he is. Dude. Can we go back to talking about cum for a second? Because we're probably going
dude. And I'm glad you brought it back to cum.
Oh, is that great? This is great. Thank God we're in the same room. So these kind of synergetic things.
Yeah, it just happens. Yeah.
I was thinking about the other day about how you can't cum. I think it's against the law to cum in a public bathroom. Maybe we can get a double check on that. You can't cum in a public bathroom, right? Isn't that considered like a lewd sex act thing to do?
I guess so.
It doesn't mean people don't.
It's like a come at your own risk.
Yeah.
Kind of situation.
Aren't they all?
They all are. Yeah.
It always poses a risk to something in the room, if not yourself. So I just think it's funny that, like, obviously come and coming and come jokes have been forever, like, probably the first joke we were saying. And it's so funny how like piss is just a liquid that we make, and spit.
Piss is funny too, though.
Piss is funny.
Yeah.
But not in the same way, because it doesn't hold the same weight.
Right.
So
piss is a bit safer to joke about.
It takes less work. And it shouldn't be. And this is kind of my point by the end of it.
We could go around in circles on that.
You have to. Why? I mean, okay, so here's my thing. Come and piss and spit and vomit are all liquids that come out of your body.
Yes.
And you can only do 90% of those in a public bathroom without getting arrested.
Right, right.
You could shit. You could drop shit. You could dare rare.
Yeah.
And, but if you jerk off, you're going to jail.
It's, yeah, but you so know funny. Why, man. It's there's
this is kind of what I want to know.
I mean, look, unfortunately, it's an act that has been used to make people feel like shit.
No, but I'm not saying you have to have a fucking audience when
What I'm saying is that people who couldn't keep it in their pants and assaulted people, like whether it's visual assault or physical, it's like they ruined it for everybody else.
Wouldn't you might argue that jerking off in the bathroom, like you're taking a piss, might alleviate some of those problems. If we've boiled a lot of these toxic masculinity problems down to having too much ca or too much pent up ca, right? Wouldn't it alleviate the problem? I think in Britain they tried to do like a Britain. What am I talking about? I think in England, the UK, at one point they tried to make booths for jerking off.
Mm.
I vaguely remember that. Don't quote me on it.
I've got the whole internet right here.
But yeah, look up designated jerk off booths UK Banksy.
.pornhub.
It's called Spanksy.
Oh shit, yeah, in 2016, a masturbation booth has opened and WTF.
Yeah, it was like a coin star.
What a modern world we live in. We got a driverless cars on the way. This was 2016, so uh-huh. And phones which talk back to us and now masturbation booth.
Uh-huh.
Spotting a real gap in the market, sex toy company Hot Octopus created the Guy-Fi. booths dotted around New York.
New York.
Which contain a laptop, a chair, and a curtain.
The laptop part is dangerous.
With the sole purpose of accommodating all those people who come over with an unfortunate urge to have a wank while out and about on their daily business.
Dude, that's so funny.
The booths, much like telephone boxes, are placed on streets around the city, but unlike telephone boxes, you can jack off in them. Uh-huh. It doesn't say that. I It says they're completely free to bash one out in, which was close to what I said. Isn't that a selfless invention? Adam Lewis, one of the clever boys who set up the booths, which seem to be only aimed at men, weirdly, thinks it's a concept which could actually help employees be better at their jobs.
If I was a woman, I would never open that door.
Even if it's unoccupied.
Even if it's unoccupied. I would never trust that.
You're a guy, Mike.
Yeah,
I'm a man.
Yes.
I would not use that.
Yeah, same. But it's not really for us.
It's not for us. Not,
I've never been in a situation ever. Even when I was like 15 or 13, 14, whenever you're at your fucking peak,
right?
Whatever.
Horniness.
Where I'm like, I gotta jerk off right now.
Yeah, yeah. Emergency.
Right.
And for men, it can
be. I've shit my pants before.
I'll say it. It could be as extreme as I'm about to shit my pants.
Yeah, I'm about to shit out the front.
You know how that feels. Everyone knows how that feels.
Dude, definitely play this podcast for whoever, if you know any seventh grade boys, they'll really love this.
Yeah.
And the two grown men say, I'm about to shit out the front.
I would not use it because I have respect for public spaces, and I do it right into my pants with my hand in my pocket, like every other respectable man does when they need to do it.
A little sneaky.
Yeah.
Well, you keep it to yourself.
Yeah, a little sneakster.
Yeah.
Sneaky ropes.
I don't like that. I got a pocket full of strings. So I was like, yeah, I don't like that.
So maybe you're right, Mike. Maybe there is a need for some sort of, like, I don't want it in a public bathroom, though.
I don't want it anywhere near me.
I mean, I'll have it near me. I just don't want it as near me as, like, the stall next to me in the toilet.
Yeah, it can't be.
I don't
want to
hear
the stall. Yeah, I don't want to be shitting and already going through the anxiety that comes with needing to shit in public. And then right next to you here. I'm gonna cum. Took me too long to do it, but once it happened, I thought it was pretty.
Speaking of cum, Mike. I want to play for you something that I found. I can't remember if someone tagged me in it on something or if I just happened upon it.
Great.
If you tagged me in this, then you know who you are, and thank you for that. You made a bit out of this.
Raise your hand. People send me stuff for you. Steve would love this cum.
You should share those. All right, you ready for this?
Yes.
Sorry, the curse has been lifted.
There's just a fucking little ghost that comes and sits down in my chair.
Okay, this is a clip of... Have you heard of the documentary Pumping Iron?
Yes. Yes, I have.
Okay, for those of you that don't know, this is a documentary about, I believe it's about some competition. It's like about a bodybuilding competition.
Yeah.
A documentary.
Did we not play this on like Cloverfields?
If we did, I don't remember it. I'm ready to rediscover it.
Nice. But yes, you're right. It follows around like a bunch of bodybuilders.
Yeah, and
Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Arnold Schwarzenegger is heavily featured.
Yeah, yeah.
And at one point, because I think what we talked about was There was a clip from Pumping Iron where he's like hitting on a girl and it's really uncomfortable.
I don't remember.
And he's talking about like, yeah, Ponga, Ponga. Remember? That's what it was. That's what we talked about on Cloverfields. I'll find that clip really quick.
Ponga? What was he talking about?
Ponga. He's talking about sex, I think.
Yeah.
Dude.
I would be, not to be crude, I guess. I know we don't like to be crude on this show. I would be straight up petrified to have sex with Arnold Schwarzenegger in his prime. Or ever.
There's definitely people who can say that.
Oh, yeah. There are people who look at that person and are like, that's the hottest.
Mm-hmm.
At all stages in his career. He was like the number one Hollywood actor, action star.
He set a standard for men that was impossible.
Men's standards.
To reach.
Because men want like jacked up.
Mm.
This is way over my head, but the base of it is like men want what they think women want. But it doesn't always. Thank you, Paul. It doesn't always. That's what Paul. Like, he agrees. That's how he communicates now. He's done with talking. I've said enough.
Paul, what do you think about that? That's what I thought.
And we're back.
Yeah, definitely. There was a type. It was just a type.
Yeah.
And but he certainly set the bar high.
Yes.
For other men. I don't know if we've played this clip because it seems very new to me.
Okay.
But Arnold Schwarzenegger is being interviewed about his workout routine in this documentary. And this is what he has to say about it. So he's working out right now, looking pretty good. This is Arnie before movie stardom.
He's blowing a whistle. A bench, fucking a little whistle on his mouth.
He's just looking at his muscles and touching his
arms. The greatest feeling you can get in a gym, or the most satisfying feeling you can get in the gym, is the pump. Let's say you train your biceps. Blood is rushing into your muscles, and that's what we call the pump. Your muscles get a really tight feeling, like your skin is going to explode any minute. You know, it's really tight. It's like somebody blowing air into your muscle. It just blows up. And it feels different. It feels fantastic.
Beautiful. I'm convinced. I'd like to work out now. I'd like to be a bodybuilder.
It's as satisfying to me as coming is, you know, as having sex with a woman and coming.
Basically.
So can you believe how much I am in heaven? I'm like getting the feeling of coming in the gym. I'm getting the feeling of coming at home. I'm getting the feeling of coming backstage when I pump up, when I pose out in front of 5,000 people. I get the same feeling. So I'm coming day and night.
And that is why I'm always sleepy. I'm always sleepy boy.
We didn't listen to this, did we?
That's like the most like...
I've never heard it.
That's impossible.
I swear I've never heard it.
Oh, yeah.
Unless that's what we were talking about on Cloverfields, and I just completely forgot about it.
I'm almost positive, because I didn't think that there was a cum joke on the internet that we hadn't heard.
Dude, I had
point.
Not heard him talk about how working out is like coming to him.
Oh, yeah.
And being in front of people is like coming to him.
Yeah. I'm surprised that you, because you know all the memes
yeah.
that have ever been. Yeah. And that was like big, like back in the day. I'm coming. I'm always coming in the gym. I'm coming in the designated booth in the UFC.
You know, as having sex with a woman and coming.
And they cut him off quick after that. Listen to that audio.
So can you believe how much I am in heaven? I'm like getting the feeling of coming in the gym. I'm getting the feeling.
Dude, you know, like heaven with God and all of your dead relatives where everybody's coming.
Everyone's coming in heaven. In heaven, you are coming day and night.
Can you believe how much I am in come heaven?
Getting the feeling of coming in the gym. I'm getting the feeling of coming at home.
It's so funny how, like, that has been around forever. And he was probably, like, what, in his 20s?
Yeah.
And like he
this,
was
and this
still
was from the 70s, like early 70s, bro.
Right. And he was still like the governor, you know, like he fucking, that was like a famous thing. And then he was the governor of California.
Well, this was before he was the Terminator, though.
This before everything.
Before everything. Yeah.
What I'm saying is the guy who like, I think that was like his big break. He was that, and then he played Conan the Barbarian.
But his big break was, yeah, probably Conan. Because mm-hmm. this is just so, but cause this just, isn't, this documentary isn't about him. He's just in it. Yeah. Right.
But I'm saying like that got him noticed or
yeah,
whatever.
Yeah.
And you know, he was Conan O'Brien. the guy who like said this cum thing in this documentary, and then he like ran California.
Do you think people knew him as the cum guy?
I think they knew that it existed. I think by the time you're governor, people know about all your shit that exists.
It's so weird though, because like,
especially now, maybe it was different.
I don't think anybody's talking about it though. Like no one, like I never heard people talk about this.
This it to me, who is like kind of out of touch, uh-huh. I guess. The like oldest, it's like this and Duck Job are like the oldest.
Yeah, Duck Job
is
definitely one of them. This one never got into my, this one was never on my radar.
Oh, this is like well-known thing.
Yeah.
The most common.
Cause like, and the crazy thing is like.
I'm so happy for
you. You know how deep into the movie world I am.
Uh-huh.
And how many Arnold Schwarzenegger movies have come out.
Yeah.
And how I love Arnold Schwarzenegger. Like, I think he's great. I love his movies, yeah. His earlier stuff.
I love when it comes out.
But the thing, that's the thing. It's like, of all of the movie things I am connected to, the Twitter feeds, the Instagram, the TikToks, whatever,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
No one has ever used this clip or this audio in anything I've ever seen.
That's crazy.
It's like, you'd think that when the new Terminator movie's coming out, someone mm-hmm. would put that audio into the trailer or something, right?
Yeah, I guess.
Like, you would think that someone would be using these clips.
So you should do that, and then the next step is, like, you tell me who's done it after I do it. And I know for a fact I didn't copy off anyone
yeah.
because I've never seen it.
Right, exactly. This is how memes begin.
Yeah. Yeah,
but yeah, it's so crazy. I completely missed this one, and it's ridiculous how much he's talking about cum.
And he loves it. It's his whole world.
I mean, who doesn't?
I don't know one person. I couldn't tell you one person.
So can you believe how much I am in heaven? I'm like getting the feeling of coming in the gym. I'm getting the feeling of coming at home.
Dude, you know you're that director of that documentary,
and you're like, holy
and you,
shit!
The DP, the guy with the camera is called the DP,
yeah.
Right? DP's right here, and like there's a PA, and everyone's like dead silent. Sound guy is right there. The director's in his director's chair, and he's like, "Okay, Arnold, why don't you tell us why you love it so much? What does it feel like to pump iron, get your pump up, right?"
Yeah,
and then he says all that shit, mm-hmm. And the director's like,
"Fuck."
Thank you, Arnold.
Thank you so much, Arnold.
And they never talk again. But you know at that point, as the director, you got it. You know that your film is going to be seen by most people forever.
And that's the thing. It's like, yeah. Like, you've captured a moment that will live on forever.
Yeah. This giant man, this giant Adonis, perfectly sculpted man... statue.
Yeah.
Thinks he feels like he's coming at all times.
Yeah.
And we know from cum being the first joke, everyone's going to get
everyone's,
it.
Yeah. You could joke about cum and everyone will know what you're talking
you
about.
You can go to like one of those remote tribes that have never been in contact yeah. with people
mm-hmm.
and be like.
And then like.
Getting the feeling of coming.
All right.
Getting the feeling of coming.
Let's do some ads.
Okay.
How's that sound, you little shit?
It sounds great to me, man. I mean, given just the first half of this show alone, I'm just elated that we have any sponsors at any time.
This might be the one where some of the sponsors drop off.
Like, hey, we listened to the show this
for the
time.
First time. We decided to pick this one.
Yeah.
Where they talk about cum for 25 minutes.
And imagine how much I am in heaven.
And I'm just going to play that over the ads.
Next to my grandparents.
Is that...
All of my friends who left us too soon and coming.
In front of 5,000 people.
Man. So every time he was like at a movie premiere,
anytime
he was just like coming.
It really sounds like any time.
When I was impregnating my housekeeper, I was coming.
When I made my children, I was coming.
What's your favorite of his movies, Arnold Schwarzenegger?
I guess Terminator 2. Although Predator's up there.
I need to see all of those again because I really have no recollection of, like, I saw Terminator 1 to understand the Nintendo game. Yeah. And I saw Terminator 1's 2.
Pretty cheesy.
Yeah, but I'd like to see it. It's like it's such great. A fucking different
time.
Paul agrees.
Paul doesn't know that part.
Dude, you're right though. Like, it's. I mean, I love it. I'm just saying that, like, it's definitely dated and a little cheesy, yeah. But I love it so much. Like,
it's just so interesting. That makes it super interesting.
Yeah.
The same reason I watch all this wrestling stuff from the 80s is, like, once in a while, just everything is so weird and different and super cheesy,
yeah.
And neon and bright.
Yeah.
And then once in a while, you'll catch, like, a commercial or an advertisement, even, like, a bumper for something. Like, these Stridex pads presents. And it's like, fuck, man, everything's different.
I know. It really does bring shit back. Mm-hmm. There's that, like, there's those nostalgia glasses that you can't help but put on when you see shit like that. Dude, I highly recommend checking out those movies again. Are you kidding me? Oh, Terminator 2 also? When's the last time you saw Terminator 2?
I can't even remember.
We could probably watch the 3D Terminator 2 if you want.
Yeah.
In VR.
I'd like that. Remember that night we went to your apartment? It's like kind of when we first started hanging out. And me and you and Owen watched like employee orientation videos from the 80s.
Dude.
For like fucking 4 hours.
Dude, hell yeah. The Wendy's ones, yeah. And stuff like that. Mm-hmm. Dude. The ones where they're like rapping about how much cheese you should put in. Don't put too much cheese. Let me see if I can find one of those.
It's one I gotta square of cheese. It's not two squares of cheese. Scrape the grill. Scrape the grill.
There's one about chili that's really fucking catchy.
Dude, for those of you who are too young, there was a legit entire period of our childhood where grown-ups thought we straight up wouldn't listen to anything they said unless it was in rap format.
Yes. And if it didn't start with my name is blank and I'm here to say, you were gonna tune out. Yeah.
Sugar Hill Gang started
the call and response,
yeah, yeah.
Songs.
Man, that's so funny.
Love the Sugar Hill Gang.
And I'd like to say hello. I'm your boss at Wendy's, and I'm here to say.
And I don't know if you guys know this, but I don't know if they still do this, but there used to be training and orientation tapes.
VHS tapes.
When you would work, get a job in retail or food service or something. Yeah.
And
you'd
sit
in a room with a bunch of other people.
Yeah.
And you'd watch the story of fucking McDonald's, yeah, or some shit.
And then there would be a test on a ditto sheet,
yeah,
afterwards. And if you didn't pass that 7-question test, there was no way you were working at that establishment.
And by the way, that 7-question test is like the easiest fucking test on the planet.
Yeah, circle the picture of the hamburger.
Right.
And it's like a rabbit, a race car, and right, a hamburger.
What is? And most of them are multiple fucking choice, which, yeah, makes it even easier.
But some of them are probably like temperature stuff, like very functional. Like,
I guess that's true.
This is how,
yeah,
you don't give people E. coli.
But I guess that's the kind of stuff you learn like eventually. Like, I feel like the test of the first orientation day is, uh-huh, like, what, like, A, B, or C, what do you say to a customer who asks, do you have, like, you know, whatever or whatever? And then the answers would be like, yes, and here's some other options. And the,
oh,
next,
yeah,
one would be like, no, we don't have that. And then the third one would be like, oh, maybe you should go to a different restaurant or something.
Right.
It's like,
right,
the most obvious answer is usually the correct one.
Yeah.
In those, so it's like, if you didn't pass that, it was like, good that you didn't get to work there.
Right. This one says, fuck off.
Right.
But they wrote it in. They wrote E, fuck off.
Is it A, fuck off, B, fuck right off, or C, no, I don't think we have that, but maybe I can interest you in another item on our menu.
It would be my pleasure to direct your assistance to the hash brown section.
Right. The ice cream machine is broken, but we also have apple pie.
Can I interest you in
an apple pie? Or perhaps this coupon voucher for free ice cream the next time you come back. Yeah.
Or D, fuck your mother forever. Get out of my face.
Okay, so here's a little bit of the Wendy's training video that we love so much.
Can you pause it, please? Like putting it in a rap, Steve. If this hasn't been written already, I need to see this.
All right.
Hear that, Kevin? I need to see this happen.
Okay.
Somebody watches this video for like the 12 to 15 minutes that it's on, right? Young kid, like nervous. You're 16, like you're fucking super nervous to get your first
day on the job.
And it's kind of weird. It's 1987. And they start playing this shit and like they're watching it and they're like kind of taking notes. And then they get the test and they're like, question number one, what temperature are you supposed to heat up the oven?
Like, my name is Kevin and I'm here to say.
What was Kevin here to say?
I have to remember what it was that Kevin had to say.
Oh, fuck. What was Kevin here to
say? Fuck, he came here specifically to say.
He said it in a major way. Like chili comes in large and small, both for the dining room, and the cups are too full. Always got to make sure that you stir it right before you put the chili in the bowl of cup. Wow. It's so fascinating.
Where we put the chili?
Can we rewind it? Because he's going fast.
Hey, maybe if you made any of it rhyme.
Then you get the bowl of chili. You put the chili into the bowl of chili.
Dude, but they're not even like making it easy to... You put something in a wrap so it's easy to memorize.
Yes, yeah. Like, there's not even a chorus, dude.
Right, right.
There's no chorus.
Dude, and imagine that employee gets hired. And then they have an altercation with a customer, like you said, where they don't have something.
Yeah.
And the customer walks in and is like, hey, welcome to Burger King. Do you have pizza? And the person goes, no,
we don't serve pizza.
We don't serve pizza here. Mm-hmm. And the customer's like, I'm serious. I want pizza. What the fuck am I supposed to do? My kid's crying. He wants pizza. And it escalates and they have to throw the customer out. He's like, the customer's always right. And then Kevin goes, no, there's here at Burger King, we don't have pizza. Nice to meet you. Like, I stuck by it. The boss is like, what the fuck happened?
We don't serve pizza here. We only have chili burgers, fries, chicken, salads, and shakes.
Yeah. This is the last time I'm telling you, sir. We only have chicken nuggets, junior bacon, cheeseburger, and chicken nuggets, frosty, and a Coke. Would you like a Coke and salad with me? The kid is screaming.
Right.
The kid is screaming. The kid is screaming. The employee is singing to the man who is just like flabbergasted. I think I have an eye booger and it's freaking me out. I'll be back.
And the manager is just like, absolutely, this is not what the training video is for. This is not. I'm going to play it some more while you're out. Oh, there's like a breakdown. Here it comes. Wait. Before you put the chili in the bowl. Okay. This is really important information here, Mike. Okay. Really listen to this verse.
Like, we'll keep people from getting sick or being
sick.
Yeah.
This is important. This is important stuff. Okay. This is really this next verse. Okay. Here we go. Always got to make sure that you stir it right. Before you put the chili in the bowl of cup, use a figure eight motion from the bottom to the top to really get it stirred up. Use a figure eight motion.
Yeah.
From the bottom to the top to really get it stirred up.
To really get it stirred up. Such an interesting choice.
Half inch from the top.
Yeah, and totally one of the quiz questions is like, how far from the top? And that kid has to be like,
oh, it was a fuck. Quarter inch from the top. Oh, that's it. No, wait.
Centimeter from the top. Nope. From the top.
Nope. That's not it. Half inch. Don't go above that line. Chili can be served with cheese. Okay, question 9. Chili can be served with A. Fruit. Yeah. B.
B. Tissues.
B. Free tissues. C. Cheese.
Oh my god. D. Pizza. Dude. Wow. This poor guy who had to sing, who was hired to sing. This poor guy who probably has a band that is fine.
Yeah.
There it goes. And he's like, guys, I fucking got a gig that's gonna help us record our next album.
Yeah. We're gonna get that money we need to go on the road.
Yeah, that's awesome. But I can't play with you guys for a month and a half because this is the hardest song I've ever had to memorize.
Apparently it doesn't have to rhyme though. So I'm like kind of okay.
Dude, here are the lyrics. Here's the lyrics. And it's just the handbook from Wendy's.
They handed me this book and said, turn this into a song.
Hey, can you sing this?
Oh my god.
I feel bad for almost everyone in that story. I feel bad for whatever the marketing research team was that thought that that would work, and whoever tried to fight against that. I feel bad for the kid listening to that who like is trying to memorize it to pass this test. I feel bad for the customers getting the food that's definitely not going to be prepared 100%.
Right, correct. Not the freshest that they probably want.
No, why not just get a nice, like Rachel Ray or someone who's like very easy to listen to. Who's a celebrity that's like super fun and easy to listen to that you want to learn? Like LeVar Burton.
There we go.
Does
fuck yeah.
Every orientation video.
Oh my God. Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
Or like Morgan Freeman.
Yeah.
He'd be real good.
Dude, stir the chili with a wooden spoon, figure eight from the bottom to the top, and it'll be great. No one will get sick, but you don't have to take my word for it. And then like four kids are like... I didn't get sick because of the chili. Thank you, LeVar.
Thanks, LeVar. Some of the comments on here are really good. Someone says, singer, how should I sing about chili? Producer, like you're trying to get its pants off. Another comment says, someone wrote this on purpose. Like took the time out of their day and got paid for it.
Yeah.
Before you make fun of this, training videos require attention to be most effective. We all watched this voluntarily.
But we didn't retain it. Most of the information.
That's true. Except that a half inch
I think
small
it was a whole inch from the top.
Oh, fuck.
From the top of the cup or bowl. And then...
Ladle in a figure eight.
Yeah.
All right. Let's do these ads, for God's sakes. Ugh. Guys, Squarespace is a wonderful sponsor of Dynamic Banter. We want to give a shout out to Squarespace.
One time. Thank you, Squarespace.
I'll tell you. Mike Falzone has a Squarespace website. Yes. MikeFalzone.com. And if there's no better endorsement than one of the hosts of the podcast you're listening to using the product,
which is a situation that we don't even find ourselves in
ever.
You can go to MikeFalzone.com right now to check that out. Let's say you want to come to my show in Atlanta on the 22nd. Where are you going to get tickets? That place, which was built from the ground up by Squarespace. I chose one of those award-winning templates. And I said, thank goodness I don't have to design this myself. And I chose that layout. And I was like, this will help people navigate to go wherever they want to go. Fast and easy and simple. They won't get lost on the internet. You ever been lost on the internet?
Oh, dude,
and
accidentally I get lost find all the time.
Some orientation video.
Oh, yeah.
Or some bodybuilding video. You don't have to worry about that. And if you want to sell something, if you have something to sell, whether it's something that you make or something that you do, you can get your own website. You can get it all up today, fully designed with Squarespace. If you have any problems, you hit them up 24/7, 365 days a year, and they'll be there for you like they were there for me in the past. And just couldn't recommend them anymore. I've never had to worry about website stuff, and this is going on years with these guys.
Take it from Mike Falzone, who uses the dang thing himself. And why don't you go to squarespace.com/banter for a free trial. You can try it out yourself. You don't have to just take our word for it. And when you're ready to launch that website, and if you're really thinking about making a website, you're gonna do it. You can use the offer code BANTER to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain. That's offer code BANTER at squarespace.com/banter.
Banter, banter.
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 Banter. Banter.
That's the orientation video. It's like, remember this next part. It's super important.
This next part's very important. And thank you for your first day on the job, guys. Get out there and make us proud. Thank you, Squarespace. Squarespace. Guys, features. Oh man, I'm wearing features right now. They're like little Anki socks. See that?
How do they feel?
They're great. They're hugging my feet. And they're those type of ankle socks that you know are going to slip down into your foot while you're walking. And guess what? I walked over here to Mike's place wearing them, and they are sitting snugly on the back of my ankles. That's like nice. I've got a nice warm sweater holding on to my feetsies.
Now that's nice, like a turtleneck for your foot.
Yeah, and I'll tell you what, man. Lately I've been hiking on Saturdays with the boys. It's been real nice, and every time I go, I'm making sure I'm wearing Features socks. Yeah. Because they are so good on walks. They're like, what are they? Like moisture wicking, like built right into it. We'll get to the good stuff, like the targeted compression mm-hmm. on the socks. And it, like I said, it acts like a hug around the arch of your foot and it keeps your sock in place. And every step is cool, dry, and comfortable, okay? Like I said. Just ask John and Joe, who are the sons of Hugh Gaither, who founded the company in 2002.
It is a family company. That's also right. Nice.
They operate that company in North Carolina. It's theirs now. And their mission is to create products that help you achieve your personal best. And I'll tell you what. I'll tell you what. Tell you what. Features is challenging you, our listeners, to try a pair of these awesome socks. And if they're not the best socks you've ever worn, they'll take them back.
Interesting.
That's right. Gross. No obligation.
Yeah. Super interesting, though. But I don't think you will, because it feels like equipment. And it's hard to go back to regular socks after you've had socks that are like genetically engineered right. for your feet.
Right. So much so that there's a left and right sock, just like there's a left and right shoe.
Yes.
Which I think is really important and interesting.
Especially for shoes.
Especially for shoes.
So you don't fall
if
down.
If it's just as important to have a left and right shoe, why wouldn't it be as important to have a left and right sock?
Yeah, and a sock is just your pre-shoe.
That's right. So guys, bless you. So guys, here's what you gotta do. You gotta go to features.com.
I appreciate you listening.
Appreciate. Go to features.com. That's spelled F-E-E-T-U-R-E-S like feats. Features.com/dynamic for $10 off your first pair of features. $10 off. 10, 10, 10. That's fast. Features.com, FEETURES.com/dynamic for $10 off your first pair of features. Check them out. Thank you, Features.
Thank you, Features.
And last but certainly not least, guys, let's talk about stamps.com. Hey, are you still going to the post office? Are you still paying full price for postage like a chump? Well, thanks to stamps.com, you don't have to anymore.
Can you even get stamps at the post office anymore?
Yeah.
I think something happened where you can't get stamps at the post office. So you got to get them your own way. And if you still have stuff to send out, especially around the holiday time, don't wait until the holiday time if you got stuff to send out. Let's say you're selling stuff on eBay or Facebook Marketplace. Don't wait until the last second to figure out what you got to get from the post office. You can do it all yourself. Thanks to stamps.com. Isn't that right, Steve?
Absolutely. That's right, Mike. And I'll tell you what, you can mail and ship anytime, anywhere, right in front of your computer. You can send letters, ship packages, and pay less, a lot less, with discounted rates from USPS, UPS, and more. And stamps.com saves businesses thousands of hours and tons of money every year. Guys, and as we said before, you can get those sweet, 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 sweet buttercream discounts. Up to 40% off post office rates and up to 66% off UPS shipping rates. Think about that. Think about that. With stamps.com, you get discounts up to 40% off! 66% off UPS shipping rates, and not to mention, stamps.com is a fraction of the cost of those expensive postage meters. Guys, stamps.com is a no-brainer, saving you time, money, and time. It's no wonder nearly 1 million small businesses already use stamps.com. Those are the three promises. So why don't you stop wasting time going to the post office and go to stamps.com instead? There's no risk, and with our promo code BANTER, you get a special offer that includes a 4-week trial, plus free postage and a digital scale, guys. No long-term commitments or contracts as well. You just go to stamps.com, you click on the microphone at the top of the homepage, and you type in BANTER. That's stamps.com. Promo code BANTER. Three promises. Thank you, stamps.com. Oh, God.
Three promises. It says here there are three promises.
What are those three promises? Exactly.
Here's a little rap I wrote about the three promises.
You remember the story of Jesus and the three promises?
I thought there were 12 promises.
Oh, no.
Oh, buttercream discounts.
All right.
Holy shit,
guys, how about we do Ling of History Roge?
The rails.
Excuse me while I piss.
One of the three things you could do in the bathroom.
Which I'm in heaven. I'm like getting the feeling of coming in the gym. I'm getting the feeling of coming at home. I'm getting the feeling of coming backstage when I pump up, when I pose out in front of 5,000 people. I get the same feeling. So I'm coming day and night. I mean, it's terrific, right? So, you know, I'm in heaven.
Dude, they should mash up that with that song that's like, you're holding out when you're lying here and I am. Isn't it hard to believe I'm in heaven?
Or do like a remix of How Far Is Heaven with clips of him saying shit, I'm in heaven.
How far is it, heaven?
How far is I'm in heaven? This first email comes from KG. KG says, hey there, baby boys. Holy moly, it's been a long minute since I had last sent you guys an email. Hopefully Mike remembers he told me to eat a dick about a year ago.
That doesn't sound like me.
I just want to say, I love that you guys are back together again. It feels like old times. It's been a long time coming. Love it and love you all. Also, I wanted to ask Steve, what in God's name is happening with the First Time Show podcast? Will you still be doing Twin Peaks? And how are your loves ones doing? I hope they are well. Cheers, babies. Much love, KG.
You eat a dick, KG.
Yeah, KG. Fuck you.
That's what I have to say. I'm just kidding.
Thank no. First Time Show is kind of like on a hiatus. We're trying to figure it out. Brett has been so busy lately, and we're trying to figure out what to do with the show. So it's kind of just on hiatus. So stay tuned, all right? When I know, you'll know.
Haven't heard from Brett.
Yeah, he's a busy boy.
Kind of worried about Brett.
He's good. He jumped into Fortnite for a little bit the other day, I think.
Nice.
It was nice. Michael Backman sends us a dynamic joke structures made by you email. He says, hello there, you BBBBB bonky honky donkey boysenberry boys. Okay. My name is Michael. I hail from Toronto, Ontario, Canada. Earth, humble brag. Over the last year or so, I got into a fun habit. Anytime I hear a perfect setup for a blank is my favorite blank joke come out of your mouths, I write it down with a punchline. The first blank being the thing you said, and the second blank being my addition.
Tags. Those are called tags.
So without further ado, here's a list of dynamic joke structures that are brought to you by yourself and mine own weird brain. Here we go. Robot holograms that don't fuck or piss is my favorite Philip K. Dick novel.
I don't get that one.
Robot holograms that... Oh, Philip K. Dick wrote, like, do sheep, electric sheep dreams. He's like the guy that wrote, like, AI, like the whatever AI the movie is based off of. He wrote a lot of like sci-fi novels.
Oh, okay.
That ended up getting adapted into a bunch of other shit.
That makes sense. I can't wait to see that movie.
Yes, robot holograms that don't fuck or piss. It's not a good jacket. Put it back in the closet is my favorite children's book. Rivers of Piss is my favorite Primus album.
Rivers of Piss wrote all the Weezer stuff.
That's right. Yeah. That's correct. Sell This Show Out Before the Weekend Ends is my favorite Green Day song.
Sell the show out before the weekend ends. Sking digga gain zigga gigga digga gigga gigga zing gigga ding zigga
digga digzong. Crazy Bee Dream is my favorite 80s pop song. In the Key of Belch is my favorite romance novel series. Fluff Motherfuckers is my favorite drag queen. London Countryside is my favorite Robin Hood sidekick. Farts and Milk is my favorite Wickwillian family candle. Dude, Let's Talk About Poop More is my favorite Ashton Kutcher movie.
Dude, where'd I leave my poop?
Dude, where's my poop? Where'd I leave my poop? Where did I park my poop?
I keep hitting the button. I don't hear anything.
I considered making notes of which specific episodes these came from, but I realized you guys likely wouldn't give a shit. That's true. On a true or no.
I was thinking about that the whole time. Like, when did we even say
this? I know. You could make all of this up and we'd believe you.
Yeah. No recollection.
I've been a huge fan of both of you for years. You guys have had a huge influence on not only my comedic tastes, but also in helping me figure out how to be a decent person in this world.
That's nice.
Steve, your zaniness is a beacon of light. Mike, your no-bullshit philosophy towards life is inspiring. Thanks for taking the time for this. May the force be with you always.
Hell yeah, man.
P.S. Shout out one time.
By the way.
You could just say shout out one time, and it doesn't have to be about anything.
Thank you very much for your very nice history, Rowan.
Okay. Man. This might be a long bit, so I'm going to skip it.
Okay. I just noticed what your hat said.
Okay.
Somebody ran out of cream.
Oh, there they go. It's a prostate thing.
Somebody must have walked in.
They thought they heard something.
Dude, a stage fright at the urinal now... It's like worse than
it's
ever.
Intensified, yeah. Yeah. Because it's like, whoa, who's in my space now?
I haven't pissed next to a stranger in so long.
Tanner sends a History Road saying, do you believe in the power of a curse?
By the way, we're all going to do a History Road meetup at the Winchester Mystery House. We're all going to piss next to each other.
Hope to see you all there. This is the only time we're going to mention it. We'll see you there.
This is the only time we're going to piss.
I'm going to hold all my piss. Yeah, Diane, can you hold all my piss?
I thought I said somebody burst into the office. Sorry.
Hold all my piss!
Diane, hold my piss.
Hey guys, I was recently re-listening to some episodes of the Piss Cast. Whoa!
Bullshit.
I swear to God it says Piss Cast. Dude, what the fuck?
Why? Why would anyone call this show that?
I mean, we were talking about piss.
I know.
Damn, that's crazy. He says something caught his ear, Tanner says. One of my favorite moments in the show is hearing Steve tell the story of how Owen almost choked to death on a piece of pizza in episode 27. Steve also mentions how frantic and worried he was as he ran door to door to find help for his choking friend. Yeah. With that in mind, Steve says something in episode 13, you can't eat pretzels during a podcast, that caught my attention. I have attached a clip of the audio in this email, but if for some reason that doesn't play, the clip starts around 50 seconds and goes to 125. Bye-bye, boys. Love and kissums. All right, let's listen to this clip.
Who was that? Who wrote that?
Tanner.
Okay, Tanner. Thank you.
Let's turn this piss off for a second.
So he said, keep it in mind while you... Keep the
Owen's
choking incident in mind.
Yeah.
During this clip.
Yeah.
He did
why would you
much.
Do that?
Uh-oh.
It's like your organs are fighting to get out.
You're making the sound someone makes before they die.
And there he goes.
You know what I just did, man? Oh, no. I can't
He's in
be-
trouble.
I can't be bothered to call for help.
Dude, back
when
Owen...
Whole clip.
That's the whole clip. Is it
oh
because I only wanted to help him that one time?
Yeah.
Because it sounded like he was fine. He was just coughing.
Oh, also, you can't see Owen while he's doing this. Chances are Owen is, one, smiling or laughing.
Yeah, and kicking and his little legs.
Kicking his little legs. Also, like... guzzling soda or eating a snack while laying flat on his back on the couch.
Yes.
So there's very little sympathy.
Yeah, like he would be eating those pretzels laying flat on his back. Right.
So we're like, yeah. And then we would say something because he liked to hang out and like laugh at the podcast,
yeah.
Which I miss very much. I used to laugh at that so much. But also
because he would see when he would laugh, he'd see his little legs kick.
Yeah. Sometimes we'd check his legs to see if he liked
his
joke.
If it was a good bit. Yeah. Right. And we were performing to Owen sometimes. Mm-hmm. We have a couch right here he could lay out on if he wanted to.
I don't want Owen in here.
All right, let's
piss all over this guy.
Let's do one more. Owen passed away last month, so
Owen's on the couch right now. That's why we're saying all this. I wouldn't say this if Owen wasn't on this couch.
Let's do one more here. Let's see. Do do be do be do 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 do. All right. Cooper sends an email saying, "The blank is my favorite blank family."
Blank is my favorite family.
Cooper says, one big old hard dick, horny honk, double honk boys. How's it going, guys? Hope you're doing good and feeling gooder.
Oh, that's why he's singing the song.
Wait, do it with a smile. That's why I'm singing this song.
Wow. Dude, I wonder if the lyrics to this are on Rap Genius.
Kanye sampled this in one of his. I just wanted to write in and let you know that me and my dad have been doing the blank is my favorite blank joke for years.
Oh, that's very fun.
My dad has always had an enormous music library, which meant that from a young age, I was exposed to everything from the Wu-Tang Clan to Led Zeppelin to Willie Nelson.
That's really fun. That's kind of what you need to make the joke structure work to its highest capacity. Is you need a strong reference library.
Oh, yeah.
So the younger you could reference a lot of something, you're good.
Oh, yeah, yeah, for sure.
That's your foundation.
Because that makes you so more learned for more jokery.
Yeah.
Certainly helps.
This dude's smoking a cigarette.
On car rides, my dad... Bleh. Not now.
You're gonna blow your big entrance.
I said you would hear the key. Get out of here with that acoustic guitar.
I said get to the back of the queue.
On car rides, my dad would usually listen to the classic rock radio station and pop quiz me on what bands were playing the songs were on the radio.
Cool dad alert.
As I got older, it started to become the blank is my favorite blank joke when I would purposefully tell him the wrong band names.
That's great.
It made him laugh when I would say November Rain is my favorite Belle Biv DeVoe song. So naturally, now as a 21-year-old man, I continue to make these jokes nearly every time we're in the car. It always gets a chuckle, and my dad will occasionally do his own spin on the bit, which is him enthusiastically exclaiming something to the extent of, "I fucking love Rupert Holmes!" when a song by The Who comes on.
Music head.
I've been a fan of you guys for a long time. Steve, since those fucking Blu-ray reviews. And Mike, since you were being sad that girls weren't sleeping with you while playing guitar.
Wow, such a long time ago.
I love you boys. Cooper Weller. P.S. If you said my last name, turn around. Oh, okay, that's the cue.
Dude, great history road. Great history road. Great bonding activity with your dad. My parents also had great music, taste in music. Yeah. So it was just fun to learn about stuff with them. And, dude, speaking of which, one of the records I remember finding in my dad's collection, two of the comedy records, is my dad would have all of Steve Martin's stuff.
Yeah.
And Cheech and Chong's stuff.
Yeah.
And I made a TikTok yesterday.
Oh, dude.
And Cheech and Chong, you guys told me in the group chat that Cheech and Chong saw it. And
like their official TikTok account commented on your TikTok.
So you think that's just somebody who runs their shit? Or you think they saw it?
But like they're not allowed to like do that unless they probably
You think somebody's going rogue right now and watching TikTok?
No, like it's either one or the other, Cheech or Chong.
Yeah.
Or it's like.
Like their intern.
They were all, like, someone showed it to them and they were like, holy shit, that's so funny.
Uh-huh.
And then they were like, we're just reiterating what they said or something.
I got this really fun feeling in my heart and in my stomach because me and my dad, when I was very young, my dad was like going through a lot of stuff with MS and they were called exacerbations. So he would be kind of couch ridden and we would like fuck around with the video camera or listen to records. That's where we used to listen to a lot of records. And that time that has a special place in myself.
Yeah.
And going through all those records and like discovering all these cool bands like fucking Earth, Wind and Fire and like my dad loves Chicago and shit like that. So knowing that my dad bought their records because they made my dad laugh and then being able to make them laugh was like, it was very nice.
I mean, it's
or fucking their intern or whatever. That's also super cool.
I mean, either way, it's fucking bonkers.
Yeah.
And the fact that we have access to a platform
that would even show
that up. Would even show up for them is like mind blowing shit.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
It and it's such a good feeling too because dude, you and like I remember listening to. I forgot the name of the album, but it had like Earache My Eye and like Basketball Jones and stuff like that. And like, Dave's not here, man. Remember that whole Dave's not here thing?
Yeah.
And like, I loved it. It was like comedy sketches on an album with like dumb music. And I never understood any of the drug references.
Are we Cheech and Chong? Are we Cheech and Chong if Tommy Chong was Italian?
Cheech was whiter.
Holy shit,
dude! Man. Yeah, we're kind of like we're definitely the evolution of what happens to people when they listen to Cheech and Chong and watch Cheech and Chong and shit like that. Even if we don't want to be, but maybe we are kind of like an independent Cheech and Chong.
That's when like our grandparents told our parents not to listen to Cheech and Chong or else our kids were going to be born all fucked up.
Right. Dude, that means we have to make some kind of movie like Up in Smoke or something.
Okay, can one of the scenes be... I really want to make a movie. I don't know how much you should talk about this on a podcast because ideas fly around.
And then people write them down.
But I want to make a movie like that's like 80s or early 90s based. Like our like really fucking nostalgic kid times.
Yeah.
And I really need there to be a scene with an orientation video.
Like that's like
taking
that.
The test afterwards and like humming the song.
Yeah.
I want that so
bad.
Dude,
so maybe it could be like an Up in Smoke kind of movie where we're trying to get a job. And we work at a fast food place, like almost like but in the '80s or the '90s.
We get sent back to 1991.
That's cool. And we have to get a job. And the first thing we think of is some shitty fast food place.
What if we kind of like Bill and Ted meet Cheech and Chong?
Yeah.
We get sent to the past. It's called Passport. We get sent to the past but every movie where somebody fucking gets sent to the past, they're all like, we have to get back to the future.
Right.
But we're like, 1991 was tight.
We don't want to leave.
Let's just stay here. Yeah. So we have to like acclimate.
Yeah.
And the only jobs that we're even, because no one believes any of the things that we say.
Yeah.
And none of the social media knowledge that we have.
Yeah.
Has any will. That's why we stay in the past, because all of our we know about social media and shit like that. So we're like, dude, when this starts
we'll be
to
on
happen,
the cutting edge of
we're
all
gonna
this.
Have all the money and then we'll give it to our family in the
yeah,
past.
Yeah.
So but we went back to 1991. We had no control over that for some reason. Right. So maybe the movie's called Waiting It Out.
Right. Dude, and I wanna be like
and
I want
waiters.
Waiting it out. And we're on the cover.
This is good. Dude, I know we have enough fucking creative people following us.
I want to be...
Boy JJ Trachtenberg.
I want to call people to call me... I want to tell people my name is Steve Jobs and like try to start Apple.
Yeah.
But the thing is like if we're in the 90s, like Apple's already a thing.
Yeah.
And it's like, hey, Steve Jobs. It's like, well, that Steve Jobs already... What do you
like Apple Steve Jobs?
Yeah,
that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, how do you know? It's like I think we went further back.
Yeah,
I didn't realize.
Okay, how about you call me Steve Wozniak,
creator of Apple. All right. Well, listen, guys. Thanks for listening to this episode. I had a really fun time. It was great. We
tell your friends who fell off during 2020 that the show is back.
Yeah, that's right. Tell them that they're like, it's not so good anymore. That it's good now.
Shove a fucking pie in their face while you're at it. Then tell them not to let the door hit him in the ass on the way.
Goddamn right. But guys, thank you for listening. We've had a great time. Oh, thank you for sending in your history, Rhodes.
Yeah, they were lovely. Had a great time. Thank you for gathering the sound clip for today.
Oh yeah, man. I'm gonna add this into the soundboard.
Oh dude, if there was ever a thing that should have a button.
Right.
We got a couple.
I'm like getting the feeling of coming in.
Getting the feeling of coming in. Whenever I enter a building, I'm getting the feeling of coming in.
When my eyes open up in the morning, I am feeling coming. The first thing I do is coming.
I started going to church again, and I started appreciating the second coming, and it feels like I'm down. Dude, we have a couple plugs. Very excited to say that stand-up is pretty much back, man.
Tentatively, and
we got a lot of shows. Traveling for a show for the first time in a long time on the 22nd, the weekend of the 22nd, probably that Friday and Saturday, I'm going to be in Atlanta. And you can get tickets for that on MikeFalzone.com. It's a Squarespace website. May 8th, which is tomorrow when you're listening to this, I'll be in Burbank, California at the Nightcap. You can go to nightcap.la to get your ticket for that.
So rude. It's rude.
I wonder what note that is. There has to be a note that horns are in. That'd be an interesting thing to research. May 12th, I'm at the American Comedy Club in San Diego, California. Would love to see you there. Tickets for that are probably also on MikeFalzone.com. Also, this is an update announcement for a thing that me and Steve said that we're working on a while ago with Byron McCoy. There is an album being concocted of greatest bits or favorite bits, and so many fun ideas for like art and how we're going to go about doing all that stuff. I think, like we said, probably said before, or at least amongst each other, the hardest part is what goes on the album. But I think we have that figured out, and I think that it can't possibly be one vinyl and then we're done. Mm-mm. Or one album,
it's not
however
a one
the
and
album
done.
Comes out. So it's gonna be like a volume thing, and I'm very excited, and I'm excited for 1,000 different reasons, and this is where we have to stop talking, because then everything becomes one of the three promises.
Right, we can't do it. But just know that like progress is made. We're working towards something really cool for you guys, and Mike and I have been really talking about some fun stuff to do with this series in a way. So just be ready for some fun stuff coming in the future.
Get ready for the greatest record store days.
Goddamn right. Forever. Oh, and make sure to keep your eyes on dynamicbanter.clothing, because that's where everything will be in the future and right now.
Shout out Byron one time.
Hell yeah. All right. Well, guys, thank you so much for listening to the show. We appreciate you. Mike, I appreciate you.
Appreciate you.
This is a great time.
Let me ask you this. Do you have like an extra 44 minutes?
Absolutely not.
Okay.
All right, guys. We'll see you next time.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.